Duma, Parak Gimel, Mishneh Yiralev. Ve'elu L'Ganai. The following people are mentioned in disgrace. So Beis Garmu, the family of Garmu, L'Ratzu L'Lamed Amaisa Lechem HaPanim. Were not willing to teach how to make the Lechem HaPanim. The Lechem HaPanim, being that they were shaped in a U, were very difficult to be baked and to be taken out of the oven without breaking. And the Beis Garmu knew how to do this and did not want to teach anybody else. And when Chachamim asked them, why don't you want to teach? They claimed, because since they know that the Bayis Sheni will one day be destroyed, they don't want anybody to learn this skill and to use it to serve Avodah Zarah. Shel Beis Avtinas, Lo Ratzu L'Lamed Amaisa HaKtoris. The Beis Avtinas did not want to teach how to make the Ketores, as the Ketores had a spice in it called Mala Ashan, which caused the smoke of the Ketores to go up like a rod. And only the Beis Avtinas knew exactly what this herb Maisa Ashan was. Hugras ben Levi, Haya Yodea Perak Bashir, the Lo Ratzu L'Lamed. Hugras ben Levi knew how to sing very high notes, and he did not want to teach any of the other Levim how to do this. Ben Kamser Lo Ratzu L'Lamed Amaisa. Ben Kamser did not want to teach how to write Hashem's name. He would take four pens in one hand and write all four letters in Hashem's name at the same time. Aharishonim Nemar Zecher Tzadik Lebracha are those mentioned in the previous Mishnah. We say about them Zecher Tzadik Lebracha. V'ha'elu Nemar, and of those mentioned in this Mishnah, we say V'shem Risham Yerkav, their name should be wiped out. Although they had a response that they didn't want to teach it because nobody should serve Avodah Zarah with these skills, the Chachamim did not accept this response. Although some say the Chachamim did accept this response, and that which it says, Shem Rishon Yerkav, is only referring to Ben Kamser, who was not able to respond that nobody should serve Avodah Zarah by writing the name of the Avodah Zarah all at one time, because as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, there really isn't a difference how you write the Avodah Zarah's name. Maseches Yuma, Perechas Yuma, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. Tarech Bakalpi, Behela Shnei Garolos. Echad Kasav Alav LaShem, Ve'echad Kasav Alav LaZazel. The Kohen Gadol would quickly stuff his hands into the box and bring up the two lots, one which was written on it LaShem, and the other one was written on it LaZazel. The reason why the Kohen Gadol stuffed his hands quickly into the box, so he shouldn't be able to feel out which one said on it LaShem, and deliberately pick that one up in the right hand, because it is considered a siman tov that the one that says on it LaShem should come up in the right hand, as it is brought down that all the years of Shimon HaTzadik with the Kohen Gadol, the one that said on the Lashem always came up in the right, and in the years before the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, it always came up in the left. So therefore, he stuck his hand in quickly into the box and was not able to feel out which one was Lashem and which one was LaZazel. Haskan Mimino, Rosh Beis Av Mismolo. The Skan Kohen Gadol stood to the Kohen Gadol's right, and the Rosh Beis Av stood to the Kohen Gadol's left. In shall shame Allah be mino. If the one that sat on it Lashem came up in his right hand, Hagat Umrlo, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hagbe Yemincha. The Skan would say to him, Adoni Kohen Gadol, pick up your right hand and show those that are standing in the Azara that the one that sat on it Lashem is in your right hand. The Im shall shame Allah bismolo. If the one that sat on it Lashem ended up in his left hand, Rosh Beis Av Umrlo, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hagbe smocha. Pick up your left hand to show that it had come up in your left. Nasno ashnei asirim. He then puts the lot on the two goats. For omer lashem chatos. And he says, lashem chatos. Rabbi Shmo omer, lo hayitzarach lomer chatos. Ela lashem. He simply said, lashem. Behein onin achrav. They respond, baruch shem kvod machuso lo lom.